Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy across Cairns, reaching a top of 26. Rain is possible. The same goes for Mareeba. Expect temperatures to reach 24. Making news today, Tuesday, August 9, the latest on COVID, future GPs encouraged to go regional, and an alleged stabbing at Tinaroo. Let's get into it. Our Chief Health Officer says while the peak of the third COVID wave in the state has passed, another one is likely before the end of the year. It's thought to have peaked on July 26 with hospitalisations reaching more than 1,100. Modelling had previously predicted it would peak towards the end of this month. But Dr. John Gerrard says they have some indication as to when the next one will be.
December is the current projection, probably December for the beginning of the next wave. So it seems to be a pattern of every 3 months. We can't predict the severity of it.
The state opposition leader is slamming the youth justice system is weak, with calls for tougher laws to be in place as reoffending levels hit new heights. Cairns has seen 60 people involved in the unlawful use of a motor vehicle last month. Leader David Christofoli says the system needs to be fixed.
Queenslanders can no longer trust the state government to rein in control of an out-of-control youth justice system. And only moments ago, another vehicle taken, yet another vehicle torched, yet another group of people who go on their merry way and keep on wreaking havoc for everyday Queenslanders.
The RACGP is now encouraging future GPs to train in rural and remote communities in a bid to fill shortages. This comes as applications open for the final intake of the Australian General Practice Training Program for 2023. RACGP Rural Chair Dr. Michael Clements saying opportunities for those who choose to go regional are endless.
The rural placement can be short term. It can be a low commitment. It might be that the trainee chooses just to do 6 months or even 12 months of their overall training in this rural community just to get a taste up as a low commitment way.
And a 28-year-old man has been arrested following investigations into a stabbing at Tinaroo. At around 2 a.m. on Saturday, the man allegedly entered the bedroom of a work colleague yelling at him before stabbing him twice in the shoulder and right arm. Police alleged other workers heard the commotion and restrained him while the victim was taken to Atherton Hospital in a stable condition. The offender has been charged with one count each of wounding and assault occasioning bodily harm. He appeared in court yesterday. And let's take a look at some sport now. It's finally happened. The Cairns City Lions have finally been toppled in the local AFL comp. Trinity Beach fought back from 5 goals down, securing the win, while Port Douglas Crocs scored a massive 206 to defeat Monunda Hawks on 34. The Saints also managing an impressive 125-point margin over South Cairns. In local rugby league, our A-grade seniors played off in round 17 at the weekend. Innisfail Brothers came away victorious over the Tully Tigers, 34-20, the final score there. Mossman Sharks were able to defeat the Kangaroos, 48-30, while it was Mareeba who lost to Ivanhoe by 44 points, 10-54, the final score. Souths losing to Mareeba, 28-38, with Atherton beating Edmonton, 28-12. And that's all for this edition of Far North Queensland Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.